Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors, and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
What's the 411? You're tuned into 411 Teen. 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens, families, and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. This edition of 411 Teen features Tallahassee Community College, or TCC. It was listed first in the nation in 2013 in graduating students with AA degrees. Annually, thousands of students choose TCC as their pathway to their future. Tallahassee Junior College was founded in 1966 by the Florida Legislature. It was rebranded as Tallahassee Community College in 1970. TCC is the top transfer school in the nation for both Florida State University and Florida A&M. I'm Dr. Liz Holyfield, and joining me here at the table, I welcome Sabrina Stewart. She is the admissions recruiter for Tallahassee Community College. Welcome to 411 Teen.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes. What does an admissions recruiter do?
So actually, there's two of us, and we have an interesting job. What we do is we go into schools, we actually meet with classrooms of students and give presentations about what TCC has to offer for students post-graduation from high school. We do a community events and meet people and answer questions they might have about TCC. People actually come into the admissions office. We work on giving tours to tour groups and also families. Sometimes families just come and say, we're here in town. We want to hear more about TCC. So we actually talk to them about their specific questions. We're like a gateway. We can answer lots of questions for people as they're thinking about choosing TCC.
So you all give the 411
on TCC. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what I want to do today. I want to get the 411 on TCC. I want us to paint a picture of TCC for our listening audience so that when the program is over, they'll know all, at least the basics that they have to know for TCC. Starting, who are the students? Let's look at the demographics. Who are the students that attend TCC?
Okay, so we have a very diverse campus here at TCC. Out of the 28 state colleges, we're the eighth largest, so we're a very good size college. Oh. That's one thing that people are surprised at is how many students we have. We have students from all over the state of Florida. A lot of times people think it's just our Tri-County area, which is Gadsden County, Leon County, and Wakulla County, but our reach is so much further than that. So we have students from all over Florida, students from every state, and also international students from a variety of different countries. So diversity is a big part of TCC. Another thing that makes us unique is we have a lot of students coming to us straight out of high school, so our median age is quite younger than a typical community college might be, because we have a lot of students who are right there at 18, 19 years old. So that's something that makes us a different type of environment.
How many students do you have approximately this year?
Approximately 15,000 students.
Okay. All right. And that's about how it runs every
year. About how it, that's how it's been holding the last few years.
Oh, that's significant.
It is.
That's significant.
Yes.
Now, where are you located?
We are located off of Apple Yard Drive. I picture it in my head like there's a big U shape. Apple Yard is the bottom of the U. You have Pensacola, the right-hand part, and you have Tennessee Street on the left-hand part. And there we are down there on Apple Yard.
All right. That's a good way to describe it. That is. Now, I know that's the main campus.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have other satellite campuses? And tell us about them. As I understand, there are different campuses. I mean, you have the Florida Public Safety. And,
yes.
Yeah, let's go over what you have, the centers, I guess they're called.
Yeah,
they're called centers. So there's a center a center for innovation?
Yes. So
okay,
that's
now what
be,
is that?
That's located in downtown Tallahassee. And that's a center where they use the space down there to rent out for lots of meetings, brainstorming sessions with a lot of the local community and legislators and businesses that come into town. So that one is not is exactly class focused, but it's a building that we're able to use and have community come in to TCC.
So individuals maybe in the community or organizations within the community could utilize that?
Yes.
Is there a charge for it?
Yes, there would be a fee. There's a rental fee for it.
There's a rental fee, but they are it is open to the community.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the Center for Innovation. And then there is the Florida Public Safety Institute. Now, what is that and where is that?
It's also known as FPSC. They call it FPSC.
Okay.
And that's going to be out there in Gadsden County.
Okay.
And that's going to be where all of our law enforcement programs are. So that when you actually apply to TCC for a program that's housed out there, you will take everything you need out there
now,
at that location.
When you say law enforcement programs, what are the various law enforcement programs that you have? Are they all different, or do they just involve Gadsden?
No. So the training, that's just the training
that's
facility.
That's the training. Okay.
That's the training. That's where the classes are. They actually have, they feed you out there everything. I mean, they keep you out there.
Okay, so that's really where one is focused if they are in law enforcement.
Yes, if they're going to do it through TCC.
If they're going to do it through TCC.
Yes,
okay.
And then they go from there and they do trainings and internships and get hired a variety of different places.
So they would not be involved at the main campus at all. They would go to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
I follow you. And then there is the Wakulla Center?
Yes, so there's also the Wakulla Center. So out in Wakulla, there, TCC has a center out there. It's a place to go and get information from main campus. So maybe you don't have to make the long trip. If you have a question about admissions, if you have a question about, they actually have a brand new learning commons out there that is going to be allowing students to do studying and research, college level research, but, you know, right there at the Wakulla Center out in Wakulla.
Who can use the Wakulla Center?
So the Wakulla Center was built and used for students, but also community members as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. So even the high school students, that's important because they might want to know this. You know, Wakulla students who are in high school may want to go there and do some research, looking up some paper information for a paper they're writing or whatever.
Yes.
But that, do you know what the hours are there?
I am not sure of the hours. I know it's Monday through Friday.
Okay.
I know it's Monday through Friday. I believe it's 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Yes.
Well, they can call
it. And it's fully staffed, so there's always someone there. And even if you have just questions about TCC and you kind of don't know where to start, they would love to help you out there.
Okay. So that's the place to go. And the last one that I'm familiar with is the Wakulla Environmental Institute.
Yes. Okay.
Now, what is that?
So that's another center. It's also located out in Wakulla, and they have some interesting programs that are specific to that community. So one is oystering. So oysters, raising them, breeding them. That is an actual job and career, and so they actually do training for that out there. They have the oyster beds out there. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So they have that out there, and then they also have drones. So there is actually some certifications in flying drones. Drones are a part of the future and being used for a variety of different things, and so they have training in that out there as well.
So, I mean, this is just fascinating.
Yes.
Because if someone is interested in oystering or drones or whatever, they can go to TCC. They're focused. Their campus would really be the Wakulla Environmental Institute, which would be in Wakulla.
Yes.
And that's what, this is very informative.
Yes. Things
Thank
that people
you.
Just don't know.
Yeah. That people, that's why I said I wanted us to paint this picture because I didn't know all this. And it's good to know.
Yes.
Now, as far as TCC is concerned.
Can I add one more?
Yes, feel free.
We have one more center, too. It's also the Gadsden Center.
Oh, I didn't.
So
besides
from FPSC, we also have the Gadsden Center, and that's a TCC branch that's out there as well. just like the Wakulla Center, they can answer questions about admission. They do some of the testing that we require for a variety of different fields. You can do that out there as well. They have an HVAC program, and they're continuing to add programming out there. It's continuing to grow. So again, if you're out in Gadsden County and maybe not trying to come to main campus just to get basic questions answered, they can definitely help you and point you in the right direction and get you contacted with who you would need.
Okay. Now, as far as the demographics and students, how many male, female, minorities, or do you know?
I don't know the male-female breakdown, but I know that as far as minority enrollment, we're continuing to get more diverse. TCC 10 years ago versus TCC now is definitely more diverse as far as it comes to racial groups, all racial groups, Hispanic, African-American.
Okay. All right. Tell me, how is the calendar set up? I mean, you know, some schools are on semesters, some are on quarters. How does the calendar work with TCC?
Yes. So it's a semester calendar. So actually, we are right at the end of the spring. This is actually final exam week, and graduation will be very soon. And so then we'll go right into summer. So summer, and within each semester, there's some mini semesters because possibly maybe only need one class. It just depends on what you need. So this summer, they have a May main session that for continuing students, that's going to take them May through summer. But they also, this is important for the seniors now, they have a June Express. And so a June Express is you come towards the end of June and it ends up towards the first week of August. You could take one or two classes during that time as well. And it's a shorter, it's only 6 weeks, so you don't want to take too many classes.
Right, because I'm sure it's going to be pretty
but if you wanted
intensive.
To just take one and kind of get used to that transition from high school to college, it's, you know, campus is more quiet during the summer, that is an option.
So what I hear you saying is that TCC's academic calendar mirrors FAMU and FSU.
Yes. Like some of the start dates might be
a day or two off.
But yes, it mirrors them.
I mean, it's not as if you're starting in April and they're starting
it's
a semester. Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
That's good to know. What I'd like to talk about would be the whole admission process and who is admitted. So we can talk briefly, and then we're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll come back.
Okay.
But for one thing, if you have a GED, does that mean you can be accepted to TCC?
Yes, it does mean you can. So we would, of course, need your test scores, your GED test scores sent to us. And then there is a test called the PERT test that you have to take. It has a reading, a writing, and a math section because we need that to know what levels you're on for placement into classes. But yes, for sure, you can.
So if one has a GED, they can be accepted.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. That sounds great. I am talking with Sabrina Stewart. She is one of two admissions recruiter at TCC, and she's just painting a picture of TCC. She's giving us the 411. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll return shortly to continue this conversation. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, and I'm talking with Sabrina Stewart. She is admissions recruiter at TCC, Tallahassee Community College. We were talking about, before we were interrupted, I had to go on break for a second, the admissions process.
Yes.
Share with us what the process actually involves.
Okay. So to get started, you know, first of all, of course, it's all about choices. You know, I get to talk to students every day, and they're really realizing that the choice is going to be theirs. And so you really want to listen to programs like this. You want to go online to our TCC website and look and see where's the right place for you. If you choose TCC, you're going to actually apply. You're going to apply online. Our application is free. There's no cost for it, which is
a
wonderful
thing. Oh, wait a minute. What did you say?
The application's free, so that's not supposed to hinder you. You're supposed to be able to apply and hopefully come on the TCC.
Okay. Now, when can one start? I mean, do they have to start in the fall? Can they start in the spring? Can they start in the winter? I mean,
so they can pick. They can pick when they want to start. So right now, of course, the most people are interested in the fall, which would be coming in August. That's when our largest group is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have some that will start in the summer that's coming up.
Okay.
And then we also have some, I want people to remember this. Sometimes you have a plan right now, and then that plan changes. And every now and then that happens in life. And TCC, I think, works well with students who had life happened and then maybe had to come in January.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay if you didn't come in the fall when you thought. Our goal is that you still come.
Okay. All right. That's important. That's positive. As far as admissions, what are you looking for?
Okay. So to apply, like I said, you're going to do the online application. It's going to ask you information about yourself, the high school that you went to, or possibly the GED that you have, that kind of information. There's no writing section on the main applications. That's helpful for some people to know. And then also, you can send over copies of your SAT scores or ACT scores, AP scores, CLEP scores. You can send those. They're not required, but we love to have those.
Okay.
They help us to understand you more and know what credits you already have. So when it's time for advising, you're not taking credits over again that you already have credit for.
What about those special students? Do you have facilities and do you have allotments for them? And when I say special, they may be learning disabled, whatever their specialty.
Yes. So there is a difference, of course, in the accommodations that you would be getting on a high school level versus college. And so we do have, there's a student accessibility center, which is where someone would go and talk to them if they currently are in high school and have some kind of IEP. Because if you have some documentations of different medical concerns, they can work with you on what accommodations would be appropriate in the college setting. One important fact about that, though, is, of course, you have to go to them. And then they will help you talk to your professors about what type of accommodations you might have. And then we even have in the testing center, they work with those with accommodations even for extended time on tests. These are some of the things that is possible that you would be able to use. And then we do have a special program. It's a grant-funded program, and it's called the Eagles Connection Program. And that is a program for students that might have some more mild to severe disabilities, and so they are not going to be on the AA track, but they are getting skills and certification, more like life skill job.
Give an example of what you mean by a life skill job.
Life skills would be they're going to classes and they have mentors that go with them. And so maybe they're getting some of the assignments, but a shortened version of them. But they're getting the skills of attending class, socializing with others, being able to possibly participate in a mixed crowd of students that are not just possibly have disabilities, but a variety of different students. So that's kind of one of the life skills that they might be getting.
Okay. Now, state employees, are there special waivers for them?
Yes. Okay. So what you for the state employee waiver, the best thing I would say is you start with your employer. You start with your employer and talk to them. But yes, there are ways to come to TCC and to take classes, and there are waivers that are that you can use to help you with that cost of those classes.
What is the cost? How much does it cost to attend TCC? Is it determined by the program you're in, or just elaborate on that?
Okay. Some of it's going to be determined by credit hours.
Okay.
One nice thing, the costs that we charge are mandated by the state, and they have been pretty steady for quite a while. So we're hovering right there at about a little over $100 a credit hour. You kind of break it down. A full-time college student is going to take between 12 and 15 credit hours every semester.
Okay.
So you're talking about, $1,200, $1,500, would be just for the classes. That does not include the books. I like to remind my high schoolers, you're about to make a change over, so it won't be like high school anymore where books just come to you. You're going to have to buy those books, so you have to add those in. But we are a very, very affordable option for students, especially students who are interested in transferring out. That's probably our biggest draw would be the AA degree. Mm-hmm. We have a specific program called TCC to FSU and TCC
yes,
to FAMU.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. Okay.
So we have a specific transfer program. Mm-hmm. And so some students come to us for their first 2 years mm-hmm. and then they transfer out and they actually save money getting those core classes in, your core classes, your math, your reading, some of your electives in the major that you've chosen, mm-hmm. and then they...
Excuse me for interrupting. Mm-hmm. But they choose a major mm-hmm. at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so when they come in and actually do advising, they're going to ask you, what is your intended major at these institutions? And then our advisors are trained with FSU and FAMU advisors to make sure you stay on track, because we've all heard the story of someone who thought they were transferring, and they get there and they say, oh, we don't take that credit anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're missing such and such. Mm-hmm. We want it to be smooth and seamless, and so we've really worked hard in this collaboration with the schools, and it's a great, great program.
Now, you said you had about 15,000 students. Mm-hmm. Do you have dorms? Where do these students live? What
do they
do?
So that's one thing. We don't have dorms because we are a community college. That's one thing we do not have. That's why I talk about that U-shape in my head, mm-hmm. though, because there are apartments literally right across the street and all up and down Pensacola Street and Tennessee Street, and then, of course, further out.
Of course.
So you can find a place to stay, but it would have to be some sort of apartment or townhouse, something mm-hmm. like that, but you would mm-hmm. have to find your own housing off campus.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. What about financial aid? Now, even if I know $100 a credit hour is reasonable, but for some, that mm-hmm. may still be
yes.
a real struggle.
Yes.
So what type of financial aid is available? Because you're saying 12 to 15, that's considered full time.
Mm-hmm.
So
a variety. Like I said, I think TCC, we want students to come, but we don't want money to be the reason that they don't come. So, of course, we're going to have scholarships that you can apply for. That's going to be one possible way. A lot of students at TCC qualify for a federal Pell Grant, which is money that you can use towards your education. There's also going to...
Now, excuse me.
Yes.
Just to go back a little bit. These scholarships are academic scholarships or how?
It's a variety.
Okay.
So I would say you can actually go to the TCC website and there's a money sign that says paying for college,
mm-hmm.
and underneath scholarships, it's going to give you lots of details, but they're not just academic. So some are going to be based on the programs you're interested in pursuing. Some are based off of where you live. There's some great scholarships for students out in Gadsden County who come to TCC. There's scholarships that are just donated from families or from local Tallahassee businesses, mm-hmm. and they're not all academic based. Then they also have some student jobs on campus. There's a scholarship for the TCC Ambassadors Program. They help us give tours, actually, on campus. There's scholarships in the SLICE office, the student clubs and organizations. They help plan and program things for students, by students.
Mm-hmm.
And they get their tuition paid as a part of the hours that they work.
Oh, okay.
Are some options. But I will tell you this. You will need to do a FAFSA. FAFSA. So mm-hmm. if you're a senior, I'm sure you've heard of it already. Mm-hmm. If you're not, you will be thinking of it. The TCC application is pretty straightforward. The FAFSA is going to need information from a parent about taxes and a variety of financial things. So you would want to do that mm-hmm. with a parent close by or available by text or phone, because there'll be parts of that y'all need to do together.
Okay. So you will have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about dual enrollment? We didn't talk about that.
Yeah,
I kind of skipped that. But will you talk about dual enrollment? Because that seems to be really beneficial in that high school students,
mm-hmm.
and you correct me, but then you can elaborate on it, can enroll at TCC mm-hmm. while they're still in high school,
yes,
right?
Yes,
okay, tell us about it. And what are the programs that they can enroll in and all of that?
So what they would be doing is they would be coming under the they have two options. They can come under the general AA transfer.
Okay.
And they also have some job preparedness. They call them CTE dual enrollment as well. That's more technical. They have, they offer that as well. And so what it is you would have to check with your school, but good thing, our numbers continue to grow and more schools are reaching out to us for dual enrollment. So if you hear this and you're interested, you should definitely talk to your school about that. But the perk of it is that, yes, you're in high school, but you're also able to take college-level classes. And so usually...
And you get credit for
them. You get credit for them, yeah. Okay. So you're starting your college GPA in high school.
Now,
so,
do you have to pay for this?
No. So there's not... You don't have to pay for the classes. There's some different stipulations. Some different stipulations with private schools and homeschools, public schools. Like there's some little... Mm-hmm. Things are different for mm-hmm. each one, but you're not paying for like public school. They're not paying for the classes, but sometimes they have to pay for the book or a variety.
But once you take that class and you pass it mm-hmm. successfully, mm-hmm. you have that credit, and wherever you go with that
you can that send credit in your transcript.
Can possibly
yes.
follow mm-hmm. you, just depending on the school.
Just depending on the school that
and
you
what
go
they
to.
Accept.
And so there are some students who take just a few. You know, they might start in 11th grade and just take a few classes. Mm-hmm. And then there's some who really haven't... They want to possibly get the AA before they graduate, which would be,
That's just, you were reading my mind, anticipating what I was, and asked you, because it seems like, you know, for that student who's really motivated, mm-hmm. they could be graduating from high school and also be receiving an AA.
Yes.
So when they did go to college, mm-hmm. they would start in as a junior.
They would start in as a junior. And you know what I say about it? Like I said earlier, it's about choices. Everyone knows themselves best, do you know? And so there are some students that route is perfect for them. And there are some that they're going to take a few classes and maybe they'll be a year earlier. Maybe it won't mm-hmm. take them 2 years. It'll just take them, one. It kind of depends on the student. But like I said, it's a positive thing to start your college GPA early, but it also could be a not positive thing if you have a lot of extra things going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you're very into every sport and you're very into everything with your church or synagogue and all things of your family, it will be very difficult to also be very into college and high school, but it can be done. Lots of people do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, is it limited how many courses if you're in high school? Mm-hmm. How many you can take a semester?
Yes, there's okay. there's a cap on how many you can take per semester. But there's also a grace period if your GPA falls a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. you have a chance to bring it back up. But like I said, the first step would be talking to your school because they have some. Mm-hmm. mandates, there's some testing you have to do to get placed into certain classes because what we want is for you to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to succeed and be successful. We don't want you to come and feel overwhelmed.
Now, are the classes all during the day? Do they offer any evening classes or how does that work?
It's wonderful. Depending on your school, we'll just use Wakulla High School and Godby High School,
okay.
for examples. They teach some dual enrollment classes on their campus. So you don't even have to leave your school. You can take your dual enrollment classes on campus. As you know, Godby is not very far from TCC,
mm-mm.
so then you could always come to campus
mm-hmm.
and take classes as well. There's also online class options that students can take. Some dual enrollment students take an online class.
So that makes it seems like it reaches out to everyone
it
who
does.
May have some kind of interest in furthering their education.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Now, degrees. Talk about the degrees that are awarded.
Okay. So you have a variety of different degrees, and some are more well-known than others, so I want to make sure I mention all of them.
Okay.
So you're going to have the AA degree. That's the Associates of Arts degree. Mm-hmm. I like to tell people that's the 2 years and then transfer option. Kind of think of it that way.
Okay.
And not just transfer to Florida State or to FAMU. It could be mm-hmm. transferring to University of Central Florida, a university to finish out your degree, your last 2 years.
Okay.
Associates of Science degrees. We have those in some healthcare professions. We have those in cyber technology. We have a variety of different two-year AS degrees. And so with those Associates of Science degrees, you are going to be doing 2 years and they're ready to work. So that would be the difference.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So with that
two-year
degree,
and you're ready to go out into the workforce.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's an option that some people like because they're going to go work and then maybe finish school later.
Now, can you give me an example of some of the fields that one would pursue with an Associate of Science, AS?
Okay, so an example of a field that you might pursue, like I mentioned,
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, hold your thoughts. I mean, and we can, and it'll come back to you.
Yes.
But we can talk about another degree. What about, there's a BSN?
We do have one four-year program. It's a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing program. Mm-hmm. And so nursing is a very hot commodity right now. Mm-hmm. And there was a need. That we had mm-hmm. students who were getting the two-year, but they wanted more. And so now we do have the four-year program. So you would get your two-year RN, and then they do RN to BSN is what mm-hmm. they call it. But the job prospects are looking great. And that program is housed at the Gasvini Center. So it's not going to be on main campus.
Okay, where is that? We didn't talk about that.
I'm glad we got there. Uh-huh. The Gasvini Center is located not far from TMH. So okay. It's over in that area. It's kind of behind TMH.
Okay.
Not far at all. And so they have programs over there. Some examples would be paramedic. They have a paramedic program.
Okay.
They have a respiratory care program. Our main campus, we have dental assisting and dental hygiene on our main campus. They have back at Gasvini a pharmacy management technician program.
Mm-hmm.
So again, there are so many different programs that you definitely want to go online.
My head is spinning.
Definitely want to go to the TCC website. And there's a search bar at the top, and you can type in anything you've heard today, any kind of keyword,
mm-hmm.
and that would be one way to learn more information. And then I'll also share an email address that's an admissions email address.
Oh, sure.
That I can go ahead and tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So the admissions email address, if you've heard something today and you're interested in more questions about getting into TCC, the email is AR, which stands for admissions records, AR@tcc.fl.edu.
Okay, do it one more time.
Okay, and again, that email address is AR@tcc.fl.edu.
Okay. Now, I know that they have other programs that one can attend
mm-hmm.
TCC and not really be pursuing a degree.
No,
okay, so you have certificate programs
yes.
and non-degree programs
mm-hmm.
and continuing ed programs
mm-hmm.
and programs for veterans. What I'd like us to do, we're going to take a break shortly, is we'll talk about these when we come back.
Okay.
Because I find those to be very interesting
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure, you know, if one just wants to attend TCC just for enrichment.
Mm-hmm.
That's an option.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're tuned in to 411 Teen. We're going to take a break, but we'll return momentarily.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
What's the 411? This hour, we are getting the 411 on Tallahassee Community College. Joining me, I have admissions recruiter Sabrina Stewart, and she, again, is just giving us TCC from A to Z. Sabrina, would you share information about the non-degree and continuing ed programs that you have?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that because everyone is not interested in an AA or an AS
mm-hmm.
degree. And so we do have some certificate programs and other non-degree programs, as you mentioned. We have a workforce development center,
mm-hmm.
and in the workforce development center is right there on main campus. They are house some of these programs. We have programs like a truck driving certificate. So a CDL is what
mm-hmm.
it is. CDL is in high demand again, and it is a wonderful job, and it really makes a lot of money. So
mm-hmm.
there are some students who are interested in that. Another example, there's a paralegal program that TCC offers. There's an entrepreneurship certificate that TCC offers. Some students are already actually starting their own small businesses,
mm-hmm.
but they do need some of that background knowledge and how to run a business. And so they're able to get this certificate and then to go on. So those
okay.
are just some examples.
Those are some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there a difference between the certificate pro- programs and just continuing ed programs? I just don't know, so no. I'm asking. I know there. It was when I read about it, I saw certificate programs, then I saw non-degree programs, mm-hmm. then I saw continuing ed programs, and I just wanted you to make a distinction for me or just clear it up for me and the listening audience so we would know.
So there definitely is going to be a difference mm-hmm. because your certificate program is going to have a certain parameter of classes that you're taking to get a certain specified certificate okay. that you would then be using for employment purposes.
Give me an example of a certificate.
So that would be like, for instance, if you did the CDL for truck driving, that would be an example of a certificate program.
Okay.
So then I think you mentioned non-degree.
Mm-hmm.
So a non-degree, some of those classes, they are going to be possibly a class or two. It's not a full certificate. It's not a full degree.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's filling in something or a particular job.
Enhancing.
Enhancing mm-hmm. a skill. Or maybe a job or profession has asked you to go back and maybe enhance your skill with the Microsoft Office suite. Let's just say that's just one
example. That's a good example. Okay.
And you need to do that. You could do that with mm-hmm. us as well.
Okay. And then we have the continuing ed. Now, what is that?
And then you have continuing education classes. And again, those classes are going to, they are, how to describe them best? Again, they would be specific. Typically, people come to us already knowing what continuing ed they need.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. typically, you already know from either an employer, possibly a school that you're in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's what the continuing ed kind of classes.
So you would come. Okay. All right.
Can I mention one thing? You mentioned
sure.
the Veteran Success Center.
Mm-hmm.
Just to know, if you are a current veteran yourself, no matter what age, or you know the child of a veteran, we have a center on campus. They are top notch. And they work with students and families to help them navigate the paperwork that's got to be done to get some of the financial benefits that have been earned through service to our country. And then they also are great outreach for students and helping them get linked up with local veterans affairs in this community.
Mm-hmm.
They are a wonderful resource. So that's another thing to know about TCC.
Well, let me ask you, does the individual who attends TCC have the college atmosphere? I mean, do they have sports?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have extracurricular
mm-hmm.
Organizations? Because if they don't live on campus
yes.
and there's nobody on campus, how does that work? I mean, is that collegial feeling there or what?
The collegial feeling is there, and we are continuing to work and I think grow programming to get students involved, because mm-hmm. we have the student numbers. We want to continue to grow the involvement. But for instance, I'll just give you an example. The other day I was in the student union giving a tour, and I saw a sign that said they were going to be showing the movie Crazy Rich Asians in the ballroom, and they're going mm-hmm. to have popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're trying to find ways to get students.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have sports. The sports that we have men's and women's basketball.
Okay.
We have track and cross country.
Okay.
And we also have baseball and softball. So there's some sports that we have on campus.
And they're competitive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, they're competitive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
the cross country is a newer one, but if you're anyway interested in that, they're loving to get new people in. We have a Lifetime Sports Center on campus that has workout rooms in the gym for students. And then, like I mentioned before, the SLICE office is the student clubs and organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't see a club or organization that you are interested in, they will help guide you in how to create one and meet new people who have interests just like you.
You mentioned, and I think we didn't get to discuss it, the TCC to FSU program.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Okay. And I'm going to I'll tell you about TCC to FSU and TCC to FAMU
because mm-hmm.
they share some things in common.
Okay.
So what they are transfer programs where a student would come to TCC for 2 years, get their Associates of Arts, and then transfer out as a junior.
Let me interrupt.
Yes.
Now, they know they want to go. When they come there, they know they want to transfer.
Some do. So some will come in the fall, and they know right away that they want that option. And so they actually, on the application, it will ask if you're interested in those programs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know right away, you can go ahead and check yes.
What is the benefit of coming to TCC
mm-hmm.
and then transferring to FAMU or transferring to FSU?
There's a variety of benefits. One is going to be financial. So one's going to be a financial benefit to mm-hmm. save money on the front end to then use later. Some students know that they have a master's in their future. They just know mm-hmm. maybe they're going to be a psychology major. They mm-hmm. know it's recommended you get a master's. They need to save some money because they have more schooling on the mm-hmm. more expensive end later. Our class sizes are smaller. Okay. Depending on what you're used to academically, some large lectures of 100 and hundreds mm-hmm. of students is very intimidating. And so that is not that students don't have the ability, but they just get intimidated by that. Mm-hmm. And then you're already a freshman with different habits you're growing, and it can be a lot. So smaller class sizes. Also, like I said, those core classes are state mandated. ENC 1101 is a state mandated mm-hmm. thing. We're not going to be doing it different. They're going to be doing it at FAMU, at UCF, mm-hmm. you know, so those kind of things you can get with us and transfer over. And you get advising along the way. So you're actually meeting with advisors. You meet with your TCC advisor. And then we have a TCC to FSU day or a TCC to FAMU day. And they bring reps from all their colleges, and they come for the whole day. And you can meet with them and say, okay, I'm in my third semester here. I'm going to be wanting to do education. Can you just look over my unofficial transcript and make sure? Is there anything I need to know, you know, as a transfer student? What are some maybe problems people have had or success stories, or mm-hmm. is there any kind of elective that I need that would make me more prepared? Because, you know, right now I have two electives open. I was going to just take something random. Oh, you're saying I need to take this specific thing. Let me take that. Mm-hmm. So you get,
that's beneficial.
Yeah, it is very beneficial. So you get a lot of prep work. And we just have students who say sometimes they needed to come to TCC first. Mm-hmm. They needed to come to TCC first. They're building up their GPA. They're getting all those skills that you need to really study, mature, understand. So they are leaving us fully ready to go to whatever institution is next for them.
Mm. And I would think also that sometimes just because TC is a smaller, more connected, it mm-hmm. sounds like, mm-hmm. Environment, that might be beneficial. Sometimes it's hard to leave high school and then be thrust into
yes.
an environment where there's 30,000 people. And the classes, as you mentioned,
yes.
of 200 and 300. So they don't have anything like that.
No. Yes, yeah, so no huge classes like that. Mm-hmm. But you're also getting to meet students who are also on the same track as you. Because like I said, it's a very popular program. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be meeting students in your classes who are interested in changing schools too after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. That's important to know. But I've learned with meeting from some students, they know in their heart that really TCC is a good fit for them. But sometimes in life, maybe a parent's expectations, high school's expectations, who knows what it might be, and you overcommit to something, but you knew you just weren't ready for that just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you will never be ready for it. You just weren't ready for it just yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that people will continue to learn about TCC and see it can really work out for your benefit
mm-hmm.
to come to TCC.
What I hear you saying is sometimes people have the wrong idea or somewhat of a negative
mm-hmm.
Associated with a community college.
Yes. Yes, I think they do. They have some older ideas that haven't been refreshed because they mm-hmm. they listen to what other people have said and they don't do the research for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some highly motivated students who have their plans set mm-hmm. and they know what they're doing, and TCC is a part of those plans. I like about TCC is we're not trying to hold you there forever.
No.
And we know that. You know,
right.
I think that when you know that, you enjoy the time you have with people, and then you mm-hmm. set them on their way, whatever their way is taking them. Or if they start out on their way someplace else and they come back around to us, we meet them then, you know,
okay.
with the transfer program, let's say to FSU or FAMU. You could be at TCC for your first semester and not be sure about what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then that January, you could go to advising and say, I want to be a part of the TCC to FAMU program. I want to start getting those emails and getting information and getting advised. And you can mm-hmm. still do that.
So there's what I hear from you is there's a lot of flexibility,
mm-hmm.
and it really is designed to enhance the student
yes.
in whatever direction
mm-hmm.
they may choose to go.
Yes, yes, I agree. I do agree with that. And I'll just give you an example.
Okay.
We have something called the Learning Commons on campus.
Okay.
The Learning Commons is attached to the TCC library, but it's free tutoring. And so what it is we understand that there can be a gap between what was expected in high school and college.
Mm-hmm.
One example is in writing. I say it all
mm-hmm.
the time. A good solid B paper in your high school is not going to be a good solid B paper in college.
Yeah.
And that stresses people out. We have a writing center that can actually go in and get help with papers.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of help give them some guidelines. So those are things.
And that's free?
It's free.
Have, okay.
It's free for TCC students. So
mm-hmm.
I just like to think TCC didn't have to do that, but we understand meeting our students where they are and offering them things that they could use to help them along the way.
Okay. Now, is there a medical facility on campus? I mean, do they have that? Or
like a health center?
Health center.
No,
mm-hmm.
we don't have a health center on campus,
okay.
no.
All right. So TCC students, they don't have to carry insurance?
No.
Okay. I ask that because I know I've heard students complaining about mm-hmm. the cost of insurance
yeah.
that they have to carry when they're full-time students at either FSU
mm-hmm.
or FAMU.
Yeah.
So that's why I ask that.
So that's a very good question. They don't have to. They will have to prove their Florida residency.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's one thing we get students say, I'm 18. I'm a Florida resident. I've been one.
Mm-hmm.
But with the state college system, you have to be, if you are under the age of 24, you're still considered a dependent student. And so you would actually be using a parent or legal guardian's form
okay.
of Florida residency to prove your Florida residency. There are some stipulations. If you've been in the military, if you have a child,
mm-hmm.
if you're married, and then if you've been working and you make a certain threshold of money,
mm-hmm.
Then you could be considered independent. But if not, you're going to be considered a dependent student.
Okay.
There's paperwork to go with that.
What would you say to potential students mm-hmm. who are considering TCC mm-hmm. as an educational option? You know, they're kind of sitting on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
They just really don't know. What kinds of things would you say to them?
I would say for sure, if you're sitting on the fence, the days are going to go by anyway. And so you're going to have to make up your mind about something. And so if you're thinking and you're already thinking about TCC, you want to do some more research. So if you've heard something today, you want to go online and you really want to look and see. I also suggest coming to take a tour of campus.
Mm-hmm.
We offer tours 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I've always felt like when you put your body on someone's campus, you can kind of really get a better, clearer picture of, can I see my future there?
Mm-hmm.
I also would tell people if they're sitting on the fence, I would tell them that you know you the best. even if
right.
it's, you know both your strengths
right.
and your growing areas.
Right.
And so every now and then you need a little push. But I know stories of students who high school was just okay for them
mm-hmm.
or even not
mm-hmm.
okay. And college was so much better. Because remember, it's not going to be that Monday through Friday kind of same, you know, schedule. You might have...
Kind of, what is the schedule? Yeah, just kind of give us an example of the kind of schedule. That is, I know it depends on
mm-hmm.
the individual.
It does.
But that a student may have.
But you're going to have some selection and variety
mm-hmm.
to choose from. So you might have two Tuesday-Thursday classes, maybe only Tuesday-Thursday, and the first one might start at 10. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's way later than your high school is starting.
Right.
And for
right.
some people, part of the hardness of high school is that they were working or doing other things, and
mm-hmm.
8 o'clock was difficult for them to get it together. But by
mm-hmm.
10, they were ready. So those are options. We also have Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes. So it's possible you're going to have a mixture. You might have two Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and two Tuesday, Thursday classes,
mm-hmm.
With some gaps in time. Now, not in high school anymore, so you're going to have to use those gaps in time to study,
right.
do the things you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you have flexibility in scheduling. Sometimes there are students who know that they just can't take an evening class for whatever reason. So they want to come to 8 o'clock in the morning class.
Right.
And they want to do three in a row and then go ahead and with the other responsibilities that they have. I guess that's what I would say to students. You can come to TCC and you can still have other things, you know, that you have to do in life. But if you are ready and committed to focus, you can come and still have another commitment and still make those things. We have students who work. So I don't want you to think, oh, I got to come to TCC and I can't
right.
work.
I'm glad
you
mentioned
work.
That. Yep. I'm glad you
we
mentioned
We have working students. We have commuting students. So just don't think. We have students that have children already. We have students who don't have children. Every kind of color under the rainbow, you know? Mm-hmm. We have all sorts of students. And so those are things to think about. We have local students, but like I said, we have the ones from South Florida. We have a ton from South Florida. That was my surprise. Was how many came from South Florida. So, wow. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are coming because they want to do the transfer program.
What about that student in this last minute that, you know, finishes with an AA or an AS? Mm-hmm. Well, AS, you said they usually go right into
to
the
work.
Field.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have counseling, placement, assistance in helping that those kind of students secure employment?
Yes, so we have actually a career center
okay.
for students who are questioning about their careers or not sure. They have internships. They have job shadowing that they do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then just one last thing to mention. Let's say you come to TCC and then you end up, we have university partners. One example is Flagler. And they actually have like an elementary education program that you would graduate TCC, then start over there. You could do your 2 years over at Flagler. St. Leo is another example of a school that has some classes on our campus that you could actually get your bachelor's.
Well, I thank you.
You're welcome.
You have been very helpful and very informative. I have been talking with Sabrina Stewart. She is an admissions recruiter at TCC. That's it for this edition of 411 Teen. To my listening audience, I thank you for your time and your ear and your interest. Tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Teen. Teen was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical assistance was provided by Ken Smith. If you would like to participate in 411 Teen or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 850-645-7200. 411 Teen archives are available as streaming audio and as downloads from WFSU.org. Check us out on Facebook.